Welcome to We Don't Talk Anymore. This is Ted with Lawrence and Jeff, three guys trying to make a difference in this crazy mixed up world. Today's topic is political correctness. Let's do a definition. Definition according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Conforming to a belief that language and practices which could offend sensibilities, as in the matter of sex or race, should be eliminated. I think what is most interesting about these terms are how they can be manipulated by those of liberal persuasion to take the focus off their evil deeds and blame those attempting to expose them.
Evil deeds.
Evil deeds. Not just deeds, but evil ones.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with evil deeds. Around 5 o'clock when I get off work, I'm thinking evil thoughts myself.
Really? So,
are you talking about humanity?
I think this is an attempt to suppress intellectual honesty. There are certain issues that require the truth to be told, and regardless of where they might happen to be, political correctness is today's
social justice warrior nonsense. So do you got some examples for us?
Yes, please.
Well,
go on.
Case in point.
What are we talking about here?
The issue of gender. Let's get real here for a minute.
This ought to be nice and juicy.
There are two sexes, male and female.
According to who?
I believe that.
No matter how you try to convolute it by changing words or adding words, the truth remains. There are women. And yay, give it up for women and men. I will concede that there are some who have body parts that do not necessarily fit these two categories, but that is the exception, not the rule. So no matter how you try and manipulate and stretch the truth, in fact, violate the very tenets of the term politically correct, it would therefore be politically correct to say that there are only two sexes. To do otherwise violates the sensibilities of reality and is in fact politically correct. So there you go.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep. What were you saying, Ted?
All right, so two sexes. I agree with you, Ted. I agree with you, but I think, doesn't Google or Facebook say there's like 180 now?
I think there should be more sexes. There's not enough. Two sexes is not enough. Would you want to drive a Prius car and a Ford Edsel? Wouldn't you want a Maserati, a Jaguar? How do you say that?
About getting off the subject.
Well,
I'll shut up now. Turn my mic off.
A Prius would be the only politically correct car because it's...
We're going back to that.
Environmentally friendly. So I've got an interesting story about this politically correct stuff. Recently, the city council board of supervisors, I believe they call it, in San Francisco changed some longstanding terminologies that we use. For convicted criminals and drug users. I don't know if you guys heard about this story or you're familiar with any of it, but you know what they call a convicted felon who's been released from incarceration? It's not a convicted felon anymore.
Not a felon.
My brother-in-law?
Yeah. Well, could be. I don't know him that well. It's called a formerly incarcerated person. A justice-involved person, or this one's extra warm and fuzzy, a returning resident.
You can't make this stuff up, folks.
No, I'm not. This is
call your friends and relatives.
I know you got to laugh,
but they need to be listening.
Hey,
this
people
is actually
should not,
real.
No, if people make a mistake, they made a mistake. Give them a break. They shouldn't be labeled a felon for the rest of their lives. They trip. They made a mistake.
They're a returning resident.
They're a returning resident, not felony.
If you're on parole, you know what you're called now? What the new terminology is?
A politician.
Under supervision.
Oh, yes.
Under supervision.
Substance abusers, drug addicts, what we used to call drug addicts or substance abusers, are now called people with a history of substance use.
Nice.
Substance use. Not abuse.
So this is
a history of substance use.
It's a more palatable terminology.
You know what they call these, in fact? These are called person-first terminology.
First and person.
Person-first terminology.
Ted, would you turn his microphone off? My eyes are bleeding right now. I can't take this anymore.
We went off on a path there, didn't we? So we're just about ready for a break We Don't Talk Anymore. Come on back and to our next segment.
Welcome back to the best show ever, We Don't Talk Anymore, where we're discussing the important political and social issues facing our community. I'm Lawrence, here with comrades Jeff and Ted. It's great to have you with us, and we would love to hear your comments, thoughts, or topics for discussion. So if you would like, please email us at talk2020@yahoo.com. That's talk2020@yahoo.com. Please get involved. Talk to us. Talk to your friends. Talk to anyone who will listen. We're trying to spread common sense in our community where we all have to live together. And if you're just joining us, today we're talking about political correctness.
Oh my, that's a tough subject, huh, Lawrence?
It's a frustrating when you read some of these articles. It's also unbelievable, some of it.
May I just inject?
Please.
Interject.
You're going to anyway.
I'm going to inject a little jocularity for those of you that are clearly asleep right now. There was a fella, and he said, "I'm proud to be black." He was an African-American. Then there was another fella that says, "I'm proud to be Latino." He was a Mexican-American. And another one said, "I'm proud to be Muslim." He was a Pakistani. Another one says, "I'm proud to be Asian." He was a Chinese person. Then another one says, "I'm proud to be white." He's a racist.
Oh, that's bad.
You know it.
Oh,
continue on your dogma. Lawrence?
So, do you have anything else about this, Ted?
Well,
any other stories or examples?
I want to talk about... I want to talk about, according to new research from Boston University.
Oh, Boston. I was just there last week. Yeah, at lunch.
What most of us already know is that people who believe themselves to be something that they are not, even when relating to sex, have high rates of mental illness.
Hmm.
That's... you can look it up.
Say that again.
According to the Boston University, what most of us already knew was that people who believe themselves to be something that they are not, even when relating to sex, have high rates of mental illness.
That makes sense.
While the correlation between the denial of one's own nature and mental illness shouldn't surprise anyone, what might is the rate, as high as 78%. So my question here is, the people that are out there advocating for young people to experiment with being gay, even though they aren't, it's I'm stuttering here because this is so serious that we need to consider our children nowadays.
I was going to say that the recent research polls was Pew Research, I believe it was, that 4.9% of the United States of America is labels themselves as LGBTQT, whatever the consonants are. I can't remember all of them. And I'm not trying to be mean or bad. I have a lot of friends that are LGBTQT, all the consonants of the alphabet. But 4.9%, and yet, 99% of the legislation that seems to go through any of our houses or Senate, Congress, it seems to be the predominant nature is to protect 9% of the population. Maybe you guys see that wrong. It seems like every commercial now, everything on TV, everything in our news is that 95% of you people that live in this United States are weird. You're the weird people. We are not.
Right.
It does seem that these alternative lifestyles, if you will, are disproportionately represented in movies and TV shows, artificially so.
Glorifying.
Compared to what the reality of people that are like that in our society are.
Right. Glorifying that particular lifestyle
right.
or those lifestyles. And as we've experienced in real life, we end up being chastised or abused because we see the obvious problems with that lifestyle. And I think Jeff's got a good illustration of when he... Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I was at the Kaiser Rapid Park this weekend with my kids and my son, who's 33 years old, and his new son, who's 9 months old. I have a really bad sunburn. I don't know how far I can go into this, but I had an umbrella that I was holding, and my son, who has a bad taste in fashion, was wearing these maroon pinkish shorts. I don't know why. And we were standing next to each other, and we were walking toward the swings to put little Dion on the swings. And I heard this young couple next to us going, "That's so nice, that gay couple's bringing their son to swing on the swings." And I turned to look at him. I go, "How am I gay?" And I have an umbrella over me to keep the sun off. And he's got pinky shorts. And I'm going, "Okay, I guess we're gay. That's my son."
Yeah, but the idea that they assumed immediately that it was a gay thing—it
was
just not a father and a son and a grandson,
right? And it wasn't white
that was
people
the first
there.
Thing
were,
they
there
went
was
to.
No stereotyping by white people. It right. was other people. Other I won't say what.
When we get when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a lot more about political correctness. Come back and join us.
Hi, honey, I'm home, and you're back with We Don't Talk Anymore. It's a different kind of radio program. We call it a common sense approach to life's issues. And today, we're going to start our program, but we have to provide our listeners with a disclaimer, because ingesting this program in your ears may cause you to think clearer. It might change your vote. It might cause dizziness, and you might even throw a rock at the radio. There's possible drowsiness. Clearly, that's only when Ted talks. So if you think you could survive these maladies, stay tuned. We're going to talk, my two amigos. Hola, Ted.
Hola, Jeff.
Hola, Lawrence.
Hello, comrade.
Is it Lorenzo or Lawrence?
I don't care.
Hola. Well, I just want to talk for just a minute, a common sense minute. I know some people in this country hate, loathe, and every other adjective you could think of, our president of the United States. I know you hate him. I know your plans are to embarrass, impeach him, arrest him, imprison him, whatever it is. Unfortunately, your plans haven't worked very good lately. A lot of these accusations have gone by the wayside. And for 2 years, we've listened to the leftist media with all these politically correct hate accusations and the Russian conspiracy, the girl that was supposedly having sex.
The adult
and
film
he hates
star.
Jews and he hates everything. I'm so tired of the word racist. Can we just stop? Shut up. One moment. Can we just stop and not use the word racist thrown around like it's water? Please, it's lost its meaning because of you. You spit in the face of the real heroes of racism, the survivors of racism. Frederick Douglass. Yeah, read his book. Martin Luther King. Thurgood Marshall. These are the people that endured racism, not you. Please. Stop. I mean it. Stop right now. I want the politicians today, Kate Brown, Peter Courtney, I don't know, maybe even Nancy Pelosi, pass some legislation, a moratorium on the word racist for 90 days. That's all I'm asking. 90 days. We don't hear anybody being accused of racism. Please. You're driving me crazy.
Well, okay. Another thing. Who wants to be politically correct anyway?
I don't.
Nobody likes politicians.
Why don't we just be correct?
That seems odd that we would even consider being. Yes, that's exactly right, Lawrence. I would prefer to be correct and not political. Again, it's manipulation of words.
Well, and sometimes just being correct might hurt someone's feelings. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you hurt my
correct
feelings.
Correct is
no.
Correct.
Yes.
I can't help it if it hurts your feelings.
Yep.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
I have one more solution to the problem. If we can't get Peter this Courtney and Kate Brown and the rest of them to put a moratorium on the word racist for 90 days, then let's take all the airplanes in the United States and fill them full of bacon right now. Fill them full of bacon. There's planes out in Salem
Yummy.
Airport. Right now, they're not doing anything. Fill them full of bacon, and let's get them in the air, because it seems that the most riotous places in the world today happen in countries that have the least amount of bacon. It's just a thought. We could dump the bacon out over, fly them over these countries, dump it out, and once they get the taste of bacon, they'll understand Western philosophy, Western thought.
I like bacon.
I love bacon.
Join us,
you
brothers.
Know,
I had bacon this morning.
this isn't just about words. I don't know if you guys heard about what happened in Seattle recently, but they have a problem in the downtown area in Seattle with human waste on the sidewalks. Around a courthouse, sidewalks and steps around a courthouse, and people have been complaining about this. They like to get this cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, they cannot hose this stuff off or use a pressure washer to hose this stuff off. So they're not cleaning it up, and the city council is trying to figure out how to clean this up. I mean, if it was me, I'd scoop it up and put down some sanitizer and get out a pressure washer and hose it off.
Hose it off, yeah.
Well, there's a member of the city council there that says we cannot use a pressure washer or hoses to hose off this human waste because hoses are racist. Did you know hoses were racist, Jeff?
Yes.
Well, you did?
I don't have any hoses at my house.
Oh, okay. Well, because apparently in the 60s, during the Civil Rights Movement, hoses were used to spray protesters.
Oh, yeah.
So hoses are racist, right. And we can't use them now to clean up
poop.
Well,
I want to interject here that it's possible that the reason homeless people are defecating in the streets and on the sidewalk is because they're confused about which restroom they can use.
They're not sure if they can use any restroom.
In San Francisco, they're actually doing it on the car windshield.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was reading.
It's off the deep end.
Well, I wanted to invite all you out there to our, please,
email address.
Email address.
There you go.
What is it? What is it?
Talk. 2020.
Because I can't. Talk 2020 at
Yahoo.
Is it Yahoo or Yahoo?
Well, let Lawrence pronounce it. He's got his own.
YAHOO.com.
And in conclusion, I would just like to quote an old white guy about 200 years ago that wore a funny wig. His name was Benjamin Franklin. Ben Franklin said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. That is what we're after here at We Don't Talk Anymore. And if you don't believe that free speech is important, turn on your TV and watch the poor people in Hong Kong right now, in Venezuela, in North Korea, and any socialist government on the planet. They can't talk anymore. We can, and we can still, and we want you to email us. Love all you. Hug your children today. Bye.